Good morning. Welcome to the church family of St. Linus. We extend a warm welcome to you and to our visitors as we worship together on the fifth Sunday of Easter. The announcements for this week today. The Knights of Columbus will be hosting their annual Mother's Day brunch from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the activities room. So stop by and treat Mom to a delicious meal on her special day. The anointing of the sick mass will be at 12 o'clock mass next Sunday, May 17th. Next Saturday, May 16th at 9 o'clock a.m. will be our parish's planting day. We need as much help as we can get, and anyone can help out. So we ask that you please donate as much of your time as you can. Right to Life Lifespan will be offering long-stem artificial roses after all masses this weekend for a donation. The Knights of Columbus and Right to Life Lifespan are sponsoring the Baby Bottle Boomerang again this year. So please help out by taking an empty baby bottle from the narthex, fill it with any loose change, and return it by Father's Day, June 21st. The PTG will be having their gold party after 4 o'clock Mass next Saturday, May 16th. See the flyer inside the bulletin for details. See page 3 in the bulletin for the meetings this week. Please stand and join in prayer and song.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
May the grace and peace of the risen Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
A greeting to all those who are with us in their homes on this fifth Sunday of Easter. It's always good to have you with us. We worship in spirit and truth together. We begin, as always, by remembering that we are sinners coming to worship our God who is holy. So we purify ourselves and prepare ourselves by asking God's grace to examine our conscience and acknowledge our sins, the times that we have not loved as God has loved us, so that we might, with faith and humility, approach the throne of grace for the mercy we need.
Lord Jesus, you have shown us the way to the Father. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you have given us the consolation of the truth. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you are the Good Shepherd leading us into everlasting life. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Let us pray. Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, you have revealed to the nations your saving power and filled all ages with the words of a new song. Hear the echo of this hymn. Give us voice to sing your praise throughout the season of joy. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
We invite to come forward now our children who are here for their own presentation of the Word of God. We're glad you're here. We know that Jesus loved people of all ages to come to him, and he had a special place in his heart for the young. So may he show you his heart now. May you hear his word, and may you know the love that Jesus has for you. We ask a blessing on you now in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. There's always still time.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When Saul arrived in Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples,
But they were afraid of him, not believing that he was a disciple. Then Barnabas took charge of him and brought him to the apostles. And he reported to them on how he had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken to him, and how in Damascus he had spoken out boldly in the name of Jesus. He moved about freely with them in Jerusalem and spoke out boldly in the name of the Lord. He also spoke and debated with the Hellenists, but they tried to kill him. And when the brothers learned of this, they took him down to Caesarea, and they sent him on his way to Tarsus. The church throughout all of Judea, Galilee, and Samaria was at peace. It was being built up and walked in the fear of the Lord. And with the consolation of the Holy Spirit, it grew in numbers. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I will praise you, Lord, in the assembly of your people. I will praise you, Lord, in the assembly of your people. My vows I will pay before those who fear God. The poor shall eat and shall have their fill. Those who seek the Lord shall praise the Lord. May their hearts live forever and ever.
I will praise you, Lord, in the assembly of your people.
All the earth shall remember and return to the Lord. All families of the nation shall bow down in awe. They shall bow down in awe of the mighty of the earth. All who must die and go down to the dust.
I will praise you, Lord, in the assembly of your people.
My soul shall live for God, and my children too shall serve. They shall tell of the Lord to generations yet to come. Declare to those unborn the faithfulness of God. These things the Lord has done.
I will praise you, Lord, in the assembly of your people.
A reading from the first letter of St. John. Children, let us love not in word or speech, but in deed and truth. Now this is how we shall know that we belong to the truth, and reassure our hearts before him in whatever our hearts condemn. For God is greater than our hearts and knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence in God and receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And his commandment is this: we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as he commanded us. Those who keep his commandments remain in him, and he in them. And the way we know that he remains in us is from the Spirit He gave us. Word of the Lord.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes, so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So, do you know what we do this Sunday? Is this Sunday Cartoon Sunday with the TVs? At a previous Mass, when I said it's Cartoon Sunday, somebody went, all right! I think I disappointed them. We do not very often, I think it's just this one time a year, where we take the homily time, not to talk about the readings, which is our first responsibility, but to do a little bit of family business and to talk about finances. This is our annual Catholic Services Appeal. Archbishop Vigneron, for the first time, will be addressing us, has been Cardinal Mitre for the last 15 or 20 years. Archbishop Vigneron will speak to us. This was planned to be played 2 weeks ago, so he'll refer to the readings from 2 weeks ago. We had to delay it because of First Communions and Confirmation. Everybody should find in their pews little packets of information. We would like every household to have one. Every registered unit, might be single, it might be a family. Please take a packet. If there's not one in your immediate pews, there's probably one all around. If you don't have one, please raise your hand. The ushers can help you get one. We'd like everybody to have one. You do not need to be a registered parishioner. You do not need to have contributed in the past. To those who are with us at home, we would like you to participate too. For those parishioners of St. Linus, please contact us and we will get you this information. For those listeners in other parishes, please contact your parish because they need you to participate too. This is a way in which we all contribute to the preaching of the gospel among us. On these white cards, there should be pencils in your pews too. On these, anybody need a pencil? Ushers, look for hands. We would like you to write your name and address. Just simply that. Your name and your address. There should be pencils in the pews. We will now hear from our Archbishop Alan Vigneron.
From the Cathedral of the Most Blessed Sacrament, the Archbishop of Detroit, Alan H. Vigneron. My brothers and sisters in the Lord, as I make the Archdiocese of Detroit my home again, I cannot help but be overwhelmed by the generosity of all those I meet, whether it has been in one of our parishes, schools, or in Blessed Sacrament of being of our Mother Church.
Hit that button.
I am most thankful to God that in His providence He has called me to lead this archdiocese as your shepherd, and to be back here among so many friends. Men of America.
Take two.
As I make the Archdiocese of Detroit my home again, I cannot help but be overwhelmed by the generosity of all those I meet, whether it has been in one of our parishes, schools, or in Blessed Sacrament Cathedral of our Mother Church. I have been made to feel very welcome. I am most thankful to God that in His providence He has called me to lead this archdiocese as your shepherd, and to be back here among so many friends. During my travels around the six counties, through conversations with the faithful of our archdiocese, it is evident that these are indeed difficult times. The economic climate in our community has adversely affected so many of our families, friends, and neighbors. Please know that our prayers are with those of you who are suffering. Christ assures us that we do not walk alone, and I pray that you are able to find solace and hope in your faith. Our theme for this year's Catholic Services Appeal is One Sows, Another Reaps. Very fitting, given the challenging days we face. We reflect that in this Pauline year, how St. Paul, in his first letter to the Corinthians, uses this imagery to teach that whatever the ministry or program, we are God's co-workers and the apostolate of the Church. The Archdiocese of Detroit, those who sow through generous gifts to the annual CSA, help the Archdiocese provide the many ministries and programs whose benefits others reap on a daily basis. These ministries and programs advance the mission that Christ gives His Church, a mission we at the Archdiocese know is even more vital to living out in our community during times like these. Surely we have all reaped the benefits of what a neighbor has sown through the CSA. Christ and His church. If you picked up a Michigan Catholic after Mass, browse podonline.org and downloaded a podcast to watch the Mass for shut-ins because you were unable to attend Mass at your parish. You have reaped the benefits of the CSA. The CSA is especially important for our parishes as new members come forth through the RCIA program. Also, the CSA funds other support for parishes, such as guidance for parish pastoral councils, parish planning and Christian stewardship formation. All these CSA-funded ministries and services are more than one parish possibly provide. But the local church can help to ensure that all of the needs of our faithful are met, so that many can reap these benefits because of those who have chosen to sow the seed in faith. In St. Luke's Gospel this season, we hear two profound messages concerning the body of Christ. First, the disciples recount how on the road to Emmaus they came to know Jesus through the breaking of the bread. We too draw closer to Jesus through our celebration of the Eucharist. During the Eucharistic prayer, we pray, grant that we who are nourished by His body and blood may be filled with His Holy Spirit and become one body, one spirit in Christ. St. Luke also describes how Jesus appeared to the disciples and asked them for something to eat. To see the risen Christ, not as a ghost, but as risen in the flesh. Jesus proceeded to open their minds to understanding the scriptures and how, through Him, the prophets and Psalms are fulfilled. So it is with us as the body of Christ. We are called to spread the good news of Jesus Christ and of His death and resurrection. We do this in very concrete ways when we support many archdiocesan ministries, programs, and services through the Catholic Services of Mission. We thank you in advance for your commitment to the work of the Church and assure you of my prayerful best wishes for all in our archdiocese. We strive to carry out Christ's mission. Amen.
As our Lord Jesus prepared for His passion, John's Gospel.
We're not going to play the second part of this video. We've played it in years past. What it does is talk more specifically about what the Catholic Services Appeal supports, and that is the information on this brochure that you have. So if you want to know more about the many things that the Catholic Services Appeal does, then this is for you. I want to review a couple of things. Does everyone have the material? And again, I want to remind folks at home to contact your parishes, St. Linus parishioners. You can phone the parish office. You can drop us an email, stlinusparish.org. You can write me, Father Bob, FRBOB, at stlinusparish.org. This is a major event in the financial life of the parish. I always remind you that this is not like most additional collections that we have in the parish. We have enough of those, but that money goes elsewhere. Let's say we have our most popular collection is our collection for retired religious. The way those collections work, if we collect $2,000, then we send $2,000 out. If we collect $5,000, we send $5,000 out. That's about what we do. If we ever collected $10,000, we wouldn't get any of that. We just send that all out. This is not a collection like that where we just simply send to the diocese the money that we collect. We get a bill. It's a complex formula. We're assigned a target. If we do not reach that target, then we pay what remains out of our operating expenses. This is the good part. If we go over that target, all of that money is returned to the parish. I am glad to report, it's in the blanket this week, that I think for the sixth year in a row, we've gone over our target. And in these economic times, I am very proud, and you should be very proud, of that kind of consistent generosity. Almost $1,800 over our target from last year, which in the last 6 years has been over $12,000 that we have gone over. So I am confident of your generosity and your participation. Our target has been going up for a number of years. I'm glad to report that it went down this year. It went down about $1,000, which is a little less than 2%. Our portion this year is $54,539. $54,500. Every year we give you a target, give you an idea of what it's going to take to make that if everybody contributed. For the fourth year in a row, I believe, the target is $175 per household. We considered it as costs are increasing and everything to raise it this year, but we decided we would not in this economic climate. So we're keeping it at $175. If you can give more, please do. It's going to be inevitable that we're going to have to raise it to $200 sometime in the next while. We know that many cannot give that. Please do not think that because you cannot contribute that, you cannot participate. We cannot make our goal without everyone participating at whatever giving level you can afford. So if you can give $10 a month, if you can give just $10 now, if you can give $50 or $100, please be generous. But we need everybody to participate. As I said, you do not have to be a registered parishioner or to have given before. We have over 1,200 registered families. Last year, those who contributed were 489. Now, in comparison with other places, that's very good. But that's still less than half of our registered parishioners who are contributing anything. So, again, I appeal to you, especially to new parishioners. We have a lot of new registrations or people who haven't contributed before. Please participate in whatever level you can afford. Sometimes people say, well, why do we want to send all this money downtown? Because they never do anything for us. I've said it before, St. Linus folks simply cannot say that. We're in our fourth year of a maximum of five of receiving $60,000 this year, $60,000 in support from the Archdiocese for our school. Can we all say, thank you, Jesus? Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Who's ever deciding that downtown? I pray for them regularly. They don't have to do that. But they're supporting our school, so we get back more directly in that one contribution than all of this raises. Not many parishes can say that. So it's just an incentive to be generous with those who are generous with us. But that's not the only way. Even if that wasn't the case, we all directly benefit from the things this appeal supports. Our parish staff, Deacon Jerry, Deacon Jack, Sean right now, they've completed their study. Sean's studying at Sacred Heart Seminary. Donna's gotten her degree from there. They're being educated to serve you better at greatly subsidized costs. There's catechist training, protecting God's children, seminars and materials, free annulments, support for seminarians, Michigan Catholic, CTND, AOD Online. I don't know if you use those things, but they're available and you'll benefit from them if you avail yourselves of them, and all those are supported. There's also many outreaches that the Catholic Church commits themselves to outside of our borders. So it's our way to contribute in the mission of the church outside of Dearborn Heights. And it's a part, that's an important part of the mission that we have. So on this white card, you can fill it out now and put it in the collection basket. You can take it home, bring it back next week. The week after that, you can drop it by the office. You can mail it to us. I've said this before. You can send it to us by carrier pigeon, Pony Express, turtles if you have them. Any way you want to get this to us, please do. There's an opportunity for you to pledge and make a one-time, to make a donation, one-time donation, or make a pledge or a combination. And you have the option, if you pledge, of quarterly payments or 9 monthly payments. And again, I'm really proud to say we're about 98 or 99% of payment on our pledges. That, brothers and sisters, is incredible. That's incredible. Make checks out. You know this. I'm going to repeat it for everybody's benefit. Make checks out to St. Linus CSA. St. Linus CSA. This is the best way to make a major contribution to the parish or support the parish at all. As you know, when you give weekly collections, which you're very generous with and which we need you to continue to do, but all the regular money that comes into the parish is taxed by the Archdiocese 6%. That's the two ways the Archdiocese gets money, this appeal and that tax. The money that's contributed to this appeal over our goal is not taxed at all. So it pays our necessary bills or is income to the parish that is tax-free. So many people choose this to make their additional or significant contributions to St. Linus, and we love that and recommend that. I know Archbishop Vigneron acknowledged that these are difficult times. Contribute what you can. If you can contribute more than you have in the past or more than our target, please do. We again depend on your faithfulness and your generosity. A couple of words from Scripture. God loves a cheerful giver. And God will not be outdone in generosity. That's a promise. The theme this year is one sows, another reaps. We sow by our contributions to this worthy appeal. And Jesus says when we sow in faith, we reap in abundance, 30, 60, 100-fold. May you know that generosity, that return from God. Thank you.